Avocha Rafi Harris, Haseva, at the Seder.
Bishus, the Rav, my father, family, and Kolam Subin Khan. First, before I'd like to start speaking, I'd like to thank Dudy and Sreli Etzkowitz for asking me to speak, my chavrusa Moti Danski, and Rav Shimon Gruen and Gateshead. Without him, this drosha wouldn't have been started. The Gemara in Kuf Ches, Omdalev, on the Mishnah and Salites, the Gemara there brings the Mas Sarah Cheseba, Mara Ena Sarah Cheseba. So the three reasons that I saw in the Seder HaOrach, say that brings down all the Hilchos about Pesach and the Sitlel Seder, three reasons why we lean. So the first reason he brings is, which Rashi actually is Miramas to here, that Rashi says that it's the Seder is because you're Zeche L'Gu'ula. So he brings there that the Takana was that Takana is on the Lel Seder we should be free. There's a bit of a machlokes in Rishonim exactly what the Takana was. The Rabbi who actually says nowadays we don't need to lean is holds that the Takana was to be free. So if the Takana was to be free, then nowadays, since it's not the Derech Eretz to lean, then nowadays there's no Chiyuv to lean. It could be that you lean without a bracha. The Roy person take on that even if it was a Zeche L'Gola and it was the Derech of the Cheres, however, the Takana wasn't to be free. The Takana was to lean. That's where Rabbanu said you lean. Could be that behind it, the reason why we lean is because of the Cheres and because we're Malachim, we need to be remind ourselves of what we went out in Mitzrayim. But since the Takana was not to be free, the Takana was to lean, therefore the Takana bleibt, and still nowadays we still have a Chiyuv to lean. The second reason I saw was about that Kadesh Shoylim Esa Tanoikis, that since the rest of the year we don't lean, that this, therefore it will bring the children to ask, and it's not just anything, it's one of the things that can really bring towards them ikrim of what Pesach or the Lel Seder is all about, to ask why we're free, Avodah Meyuna, what happens exactly, and tell the whole story. Third reason I saw is more of a Pesuma Nisa. And therefore, lefi this reason that it's because to Mefaris Nunes, then even if in those days it was Taka Derech Eretz, well, if it's Mefaris Nunes, even if nowadays it's not the Derech Eretz, then there'll still be a Pesuma Nisa. So those are the three reasons I saw about why we lean. When the Gemara says Matzah Sarach HaSeba, there's a bit of a Shaila, a bit deeper into the Mahus of what is the HaSeba. Is it a din in Matzah? That one of the halachos, or it's like kosher to part of what matzah is, that matzah you need to lean, and then matzah needs to be free matzah. Or is it a din b'fnei atzmai, that on Seder night we need to be, we are free people, and therefore there's a mitzvah of Haseba. The Rabbana were kiveya it on both matzah and abrakosis, that's the minimum chiyuv, and that's what one should do. The nafka minna would be, and it will be brought out, that if someone, like the Rabbi actually spoke about last week, that if someone eats matzah, or let's say he eats a kazayas of matzah, and then he realizes he hasn't leaned, he didn't lean. So now what would be the halacha? Now if you say it's a din of matzah, he's now not leaned, and he hasn't even been yotze his chiyuv matzah, because part of the din of matzah is that he needs to lean. However, if it's a din b'fnei atzmai, it's his own din, it's his own mitzvah, then there's nothing wrong with your matzah. The kazayas of matzah, there's no greater in the matzah. The matzah, you've been yotze chiyuv matzah now. And now you'd be Makai mitzvah of the Kazayas of Matzah. You've now actually mevatel the mitzvah of the Haseba, which Lefidus is a mitzvah nefred, it's a separate mitzvah. So you will have been mevatel it. The Shaila is what do we see in the Rishonim about this? So Tosfos often not is mesupek about what we're doing in this case. That Tosfos elsewhere is a mashma both ways. But in the Bris Rav brings out that there's a clear machlokes between the Rosh and the Ramba. The Rosh often not in Simachov. Use a lashon like this. Says matzah boy yaseba bekazayas rishon akazayas shlafi koyman v'im ochab lo yaseba lo yotza. If you ate without leaning, you're not yotza, which pasha means the chiyuv of matzah. And he brings gomri shobelevi, which we're going to discuss. Brings a gemara that's mashma like him, and he ends off that taka because of this, which is mashma that's a din of matzah, that you won't be yotza matzah if you didn't lean. Therefore, he says, "V'im ocha b'lo yaseba takas." Now, if you ate without leaning, then yachzer v'yoicha b'yaseba. He would hold. In our case, you would need to go and lean because it's a din and matzah. However, the Rosh is clear that it's a din and matzah. However, the Shaila is what does the Rambam holds. So The Brisker Rav says he wants to learn that the Rambam, I think it's quite overboarding. There's a machlokes between the Brisker Rav and other people in different areas, but Lagabi, this area is pretty posher, that the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Halacha Ches, in Hilchos Rami Samatza, says a lot like this. The Emes Ayisrichin Eseba, when do you need to leave? He says, B'sha'as Achilas Kazayis Matzah, V'shdeas Arba Koyso Elu, U'sha'a Achilosa U'shdeas, the rest of the Achila and drinking, of the eating and drinking on the Leil Seder, Imhesev Harizem Meshuvach. That if you lean, well, not by the more you lean, but if you lean the rest of the food, then Harizem Meshuvach, it's preferable. Now, if it was a dinner matzah, then there's no reason why the rest of the food and drink that you eat on Leil Seder has anything got to do with why it should be Meshuvach, why... Elam, the Rambam must have held, there's a din Haseba on Seder night, Lechatchila, Me'ikah din, we should really be leaning the whole night. The Rabbanu were Kaveya, it's minimum Chiyuv on Matzah and Abrakosis. However, leaning on the rest of the food and drink that you eat, Harizem Meshuvach. That's what we see for that, what Pashas the Rambam holds. So you see, now, we now come with a Machlok to show him about whether it's din in Matzah or din b'fnei Atzmai. The Brisker Rav adds, and this is the main nakud of the Brisker Rav, is that he says, very interestingly, that the Shoresh HaMachlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh is the same Gemara. So the Rosh brought a Gemara in Kuv Ches, actually later on in that Gemara, but Matzah Sar Chaseba, it asks Shailas about Isha and Isha Chashuva, and then it asks, the Gemara asks, Eboilu, Shamash Mai, what is the halacha by a Shamash? Because Shamash is someone who was served by other people, has less time, what's halacha for a Shamash? Toshima, the Omer Yeshua ben Levi, Hashamish Shachal Kazayis Matzah, Hashamish Eitzah Kazayis Matzah, Kushu Mesiv, when he leans, then he's Yaitzah. The Gemara brings a Raya from there, Mesiv in, Loi Mesiv Loi. Shmamino, Boy Yaseva Shmamino. So you see a Raya that he needs to lean. So Rosh learns like Pashas that we're talking about Mitzvah's Matzah, and you see that in order for Hashamish to be, anyone, but you see by Hashamish, that in order for Hashamish to be Yaitzah, the Chiyuv of Matzah, he needs to lean. So you see that Haseba is in a matzah. Interestingly, the Brisker Rav speaks out that the Rambam will learn the Gemara differently, and that will be the Makor of the Rambam that it's a din b'fnei atzmai. He says that even though the Gemara is talking about Pashtus is talking about Mitzvah Matzah, he wants to learn that the Gemara is talking about Mitzvah Haseba, like this, that Shamash eats a Kazayas and Matzah. When he leans, will be Yotza Mitzvah Haseba. Even though, as we said, like the Rambam Shitta, that the minimum chiyuv was on matzah and abrakosis. However, harizem meshuvach on the rest. What we're saying about the shamash, since the shamash is going to have, well, it doesn't have so much spare time, and therefore he's under time pressure. As long as he eats his gezayis and matzah, then he's yoytza his minimum chiyuv on mitzvah haseba. So that gemara talks about haseba, and you see from there that there's a din in haseba by itself. That the lechatchila is that on the rest of food and drink, the whole leil seder, elamai must be a din b'fnei atzmai, a din in, and as opposed to a din in matzah. So the Brisker Rav leaves as a sarach iyum because the Gemara, especially talking about Isha Chashuva, the Gemara is not really dealing in dini haseva. It's not dealing in mitzvah seva. So what's pshat that the Ram seems to say that Gemara is like this? So the Brisker Rav's mahalach is like this: that there is a shaila that the Nesiv and the Maral talk about, the Maral in Gvur Hashem, the Nesiv in lots of places. That what is by where the shea of matzah is the kezayis. What about more than that? Is it that there'll be a kezayis is the minimum, and then for more than that you'll be getting mitzvah? Or is that the shir, the zehu, and anything more than that is any other matzah you're eating? It's just not, it's not the chiyah par of chiyah matzah, not no mitzvah for it. Definitely not chiyah, but there won't be a mitzvah for it. So he says that if you say that it's a minimum, then it's the Gemara is very good to be talking about mitzvah's matzah, because the Gemara is there's a chiddush that Hashamash who ate kazayas matzah, even though lechat chiddush, you should eat more, but and there's a mitzvah on every person to eat more than a kazayas. But since he's under this time pressure and he's serving other people, therefore as long as he has kazayas, he's yoytza. However, if that's not the minimum, that is the be all and end all. This is the shir and zehu. Then what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara says Hashamash Achal Gazayas Matzah Kushu Meisiv Yotza. First of all, what's the lashon of Yotza? Yotza is mashma. There's more. There's no more. That's it, and that's end all. Now, also, there's no chiddush in shamash because every single person now who eats a kazayas is going to be yotza with this. There's no chiddush in shamash. Therefore, and if I could prove the Ram held the shit of shit of that the whole. Because the Shea of Kazayis is not minimum, that's the Shea of Zehu, then it's very good why the Rambam had to say they can't be talking about Mitzvah's Matzah, even though that's the Pashtus. Therefore, it must be talking about Chiddush and Mitzvah's Haseba. So, the Rambam in Bayahil Chasukah, in Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, says Achilu b'leli Yom Tov harishon b'sukkah chayva. On first night Yom Tov it's a chiyuv. Afilu ocha kazayis pas yotz lechavos. Even if you eat a kazayis, you yotz your chiyuv. Mekan be'elach rishus. So the member wants to say that mekan be'elach rishus means that more matzah you ate, the more than a kazayis is a rishus. And unless you learn like the Gaon who does learn that rishus means a mitzvah, the pashas of rishus means it's not that it's voluntary, it's not a mitzvah. And therefore you see the Rambam holds that more than a kazayis is not part of the mitzvah, and therefore he holds that the share of kazayis is the kazayis zehu, and therefore the Gemara can't be talking about mitzvah. So therefore it has to be talking about mitzvah to seva, whereas the Rosh would Pasha say would hold that it's a minimum, and then you'll be all fine. That's the Rosh says it's talking about the Pasha's about mitzvah matzah. The problem is that after I would have thought about finishing there, but after on Shabbos and after Yom Tov, after preparing this. The Rambam saw the Rambam in Perek Vav Aloch Aleph in by Pesach, and the Rambam says like this: Mitzvah Asayim Atira Lechol Matzah Belachamisha Asa to eat. There's a mitzvah say to eat on the 15th night matzah. Shneim ba'erav toichlu matzahs. I'm skipping a bit. Avo b'shah haregel achilas matzah reshus. If you want to eat matzah, you can. You want to eat rice, you can. Avo belel chamisha asa belvad choyva u'mishachol kazayis yastei chaybasei. On the 15th night. It's a chiyav, which is much more. Once you have a kazayis, you're yoyis yachiyav, which pashtus means that it's a minimum, that you're yoyis yachiyav, but there's more to it that you can be yoyis to. So, we're fine with this shtickle due to Rav Shlomo Karelitz, but I don't think this is the pashtus. But Rav Shlomo Karelitz says that the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach uses a different lashon. By Achilas Korban Pesach, he says, let me just read it inside. He says like this. Mitzvah min amucha lecho basa pesach achilas seveya. Ve'im loy, and skipping a bit, ve'im loy achal ela kazayis yotzei chevasai. If you didn't eat only a kazayis, then you yotzei chev. With that, it's clear. A lotion of a minimum. That if you only ate a kazayis, then you yotzei chev. But obviously, there's mitzvah more. However, here, that's not the Lashon the Rambam uses. The Rambam uses the Lashon of Omisha'ochel Kazayis Yotzei Chevasai. And he wants to say that because of the change in the Lashon, the Rambam's hinting to us that the whole good for this point, that not that Omisha'ochel Kazayis Yotzei Chevasai means that it's a minimum, rather, the change of the Lashon is not like Korban Pesach, whereby Korban Pesach, because it is a minimum, the Kazayis minimum. Here, Omisha'ochel Kazayis, once you've eaten the Kazayis, Yotzei Chevasai, Yotzei Chevasai. It's also quite gishmak because really the Rambam should have said Mitzvah Asayim in Atira Lechol Kazayis Matzah B'lechamish Asa. Just keep everything thing. Say there's a Mitzvah Asayim, eat Kazayis Matzah, and then there'll be no problems. However, it's good to see what we're saying now because otherwise it would have been a bit problematic because you would have said it's a Mitzvah Kazayis. What about more than that? You wouldn't have no. It would be very ambiguous. What about more than that? The way the Rambam is a bit of a backwards way and ends off Avo B'lechol Chamish Asa B'vad Choyva or Mishachol Kazayis Yotzei Chevasai. That's now very good, that in a bit of a roundabout way, with a different lashon, that's coming to tell you that unlike Korban Pesach, here it's not a minimum, here it's the share v'zehu. However, so that lefi the briskerov, that's how I'm assuming how the briskerov would have to learn, and therefore that's why the Gemara, the Rambam is talking about Mitzvah Seba, and it can't be talking about Mitzvah Masa. However, we can reconcile it lefi the Maral. Even though the Maral won't be mamish the same, because the even though he says v'chein pesher Rambam, he does argue the Rambam on certain nekudas. However, the Maral nekuda is unlike what we said. We were trying to suggest that the Rambam must hold that the kazayis of matzah is not a minimum. It's the shir v'zehu. And therefore, that's why the Rambam in the Gemara in Kuvches said it's talking about mitzvah seba. The Maral holds clearly that the mitzvah of kazayis is a minimum. And there's a shaila in that once the kazayis is a minimum, what's that? And let's say it's a mitzvah kiyumis now. If you get a mitzvah, what is that? Is that a lachatchila dekadin? Meaning that like would be mashma, like the Gaon used to, what this brings a ma'aser rab, the Gaon used to make a shalashudas on the achron shal Pesach, even though it wasn't Shabbos, in order to have the more matzah he ate, the more mitzvah he would get. So that's mashma already, that it's a lachatchila dekadin. That the more you do, the more matzah, that even though there's no chiyuv to do it, but lechatchila it's better to eat more than a kazayis, as much, well, not as much as can you, until you get to achila gasa. But there is another sad, and it could be a normal mitzkumis, which, like, for example, shchita, it's not any lechatchila dekedinin. It's if you do it, you're mekayim mitzvah. So by shchita, if you're a vegan, you don't want to have any meat, then there's no, you're not losing out anything. So now, if it's a lechatchila dekedinin, then again, we can, the Gemara is very good to be talking about mitzvahs matzah. Because the Gemara will be saying that Hashamash Ochel Kusayis Matzah, even though Lechatchila, that for the rest of the people, there is a Lechatchila Dekadin that we should eat more than a Kusayis, even if it's only a Mitzvah Kumis. However, because Hashamash, that since he's the he doesn't have, he's under time constraint, therefore you're not so worried about it. He's, as long as he does his main Chiyuv of a Kusayis. However, if it's just, if you're Makayim it, you'll get a Mitzvah, then what's Peshat in Shamash? There's no Chiddush Shamash. Everyone who eats a Kazayis and Masa will get a Mitzvah. So then what's Peshat? Therefore, if the Rambam held that the Seba is a Lechatchila Dekadin, even if it's the Kazayis and Masa, the more than the Kazayis is not a Lechatchila Dekadin, then it would be very good why the Rambam had to say, therefore, it's not talking about Mitzvah Matzah, it's talking about Mitzvah Seba. And once it's talking about Mitzvah Seba, then back to the same Chiddush as we were saying before, that Hashamash who ate a Kazayis Matzah, as long as he eats a Kazayis, even though Lechatchila, the whole meal you should be leaning, as long as he eats a Kazayis Matzah, then he's Yotza. So Mispara as well, that this idea of not being Lechatchila, but being Mekayim, therefore you're Yotza, is very logical, because if you say it's Lechatchila, the Rabban don't give anything to the Shia, that's Ein Adav Asof. Now, where are you going to do? 2 Kazaytim, 5 Kazaytim, 10 Kazaytim, 20 Kazaytim? There's no Shia for it. So it'll end up being Ein Adav Asof, where are you meant to stop? Therefore, Mispara, well, the Rambam seems to say that it's not a Lechatchila Dekadin, that it's a Mekayim, if you're Mekayim Mitzvah Yotzah, logically it fits very well. Now the problem was we had the Rambam. So in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, which we had a question with, that's very good now. Because Taka Mishachah Kazayis can mean like the Pashas is a minimum. Problem is we had a Rambam Hilchos Sukkah in Perek Vav Halacha Zayin that said Mekam Be'elach Rishus. But if you read it again, it doesn't have to be going on necessarily on the Kazayis of Matzah. The rest of it is that more than the Kazayis is Rishus. Achile B'Leil Yom Tov Rishon B'Sukkah Chayva, and you can read it in that comma, afilo acha kazayis pasel sichavasa, afilo lashon afilo is also mashma, like it's a minimum. Even if you eat kazayis, you're yotzi achiev, mekam be'el achshus, going back on the first night being a chayva, that the first night of Yom Tov, it's a chiev, but all the other days of Yom Tov, then it's a rishus. And taka, that's the gon who lands that rishus means a mitzvah, holds more than the maral. The maral says that it's a minimum, and therefore, the more than the kazayis, you get a mitzvah. The gon holds that there's a mitzvah masa that all 7 days. So, again, so therefore, this Rambam, it also could learn that it's a minimum. When it says Mekam Be'elach Rishus, it's not going on the Kazayis of Matzah. So it's going on the days of Yom Tov. Therefore, Lefidis Maraz Mahalach, it's very gishmak why the Rambam had to learn Mitzvah Seba. I just wanted to end off with a little bit of Chizuk that, again, I saw in the Seder Aruch. And it is more of Agate, and it brings more of Agate as opposed to Alochas. He says like this, that we see from by Seidla, and this is what Matzah is. Matzah was the chipozen, that's why we eat Matzah, that we ate it because they went out so quickly. You see the power of a rega, that in 1 second, the Klal Yisrael were on the 49th level, a second later they would have been on the 50th level, and they wouldn't have been able to be redeemed, they wouldn't be able to makabel the Torah. From one rega of them being saved, they became from a nation of now being able to makabel the Torah. So you see the power of a rega. That first of all, that one person with a hero tshuva, a hero of Maaseh Tov, can become from a Rosh HaGomel and can mahapich themselves to a Tzadik Gomel. And also you see the thing, there's a famous saying of Al Toim Lech She'efne Eshne and Mitzvah Yal Yotcha Al Tach Miseno, that if we have a chance to do something, and that's hopefully to be the message for this towards Yom Tov, even though Hasebo was for first days, that the message for this Yom Tov should be that when we have a chance, and even when, let's say, we have a chizuk or an inspiration, that we should run with it and follow it, because otherwise, what are we going to do? Imagine if those Yisraelim in Mitzrayim, they had not run upon this, we would have ended up on level 50, and we wouldn't have been able to makabel the Torah. So Hashem, we should take the chizuk and we should run with all the ma'asim tovim that we have and the hirud shuvim, teshuvah, and we should be zeicher to the Vias Goyal, and we should have a kosher yom tov and simcha lek yom tov.
Go ahead.